Shout out to Adrian Adonis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Yeah, man. What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday. Sunday, September the 17th of 2017. And the time is 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Central Time. Well, brothers and sisters, as always, got another important show. Just getting back from my mini vacation, if you want to call it that. Went out to the Jamaica and had a great time. So just excited to be back and refreshed and wanted to share. Again, this is one of those unplanned messages that are it's a planned, unplanned message. But today I just want to talk to you about the spiritual high that I'm always on, but now on a deeper level. Coming back or going away from or stepping out of your traditional routine allows you to examine yourself and allows you to see yourself in a different perspective. It allows you to kind of step away from reality, if you will, to like some people say, unplug, unwind, relax. A lot of different phrases, a lot of different words. People go on vacation for many different reasons. The word recreation means to read. Create, I on. So when you go on recreation, or when you go on a break, or when you vacate, which means to leave, or vacation, It means I own vacate. It means you decide to vacate or leave. So a recreation, vacation, sometimes is good, and then sometimes you come back and you need a vacation from the vacation. Many times vacation is more stressful than vacation. And so instead of actually going on vacation, you actually need a vacation from the vacation. Because vacation turns into a project. It turns into a job in itself. So I always try to make sure that I don't, that I designed my life in a manner or in a way that I don't need a vacation because I'm already on a vacation. So that's the goal today. The goal today, today we want to talk about how to finish 2017 on a vacation note, if you will, or on a spiritual high note, a spiritual high frequency. You're already on that, but you want to maintain it. You want to design your life in a way that you are on a permanent vacation, that you are on a permanent spiritual high. So we talk about people who want to attain a certain spiritual state. Now, obviously, this is today's message is gearing up for the new series that I have coming up that we're going to looking at starting it on Monday, September the 20th. What is Monday? The 25th, if I remember correctly. So we got a week to kind of prep for the next series because we're going to need that amount of time. During this vacation, man, something powerful happened by watching cartoons or watching a cartoon and watching a particular movie that was specifically tailored to or that talked about or addressed a lot of the issues that I've talked about in the past and the issues that we're talking about in the future. Meaning, what is your spiritual temperature right now? What's your spiritual state? What is your spiritual condition? And how have you attained your current vibratory rate? What vibratory rate are you in, number one, and then how did you get there? If you are unclear about that really means, all I'm simply expressing and exposing and expanding to you today is simply for you to understand how you have or how to raise your particular vibratory rate, which is all of the courses, all of the classes that I've been discussing during all of the previous messages. So when we talk about maintaining positive energy, positive energy counteracts negative energy. But it's interesting because when we talk about positive energy, we're talking about positive energies. And this positive energy counteracts negative energy. So, however, it takes a lot more positive energy to override negative energy. So you can get by with a little negative energy, or I should say a little negative energy will neutralize a lot of positive energy. For example, one negative thought or deed can override 10 positive thoughts or positive deeds. So it takes 10 positives to override one negative. Let me say that again. Really important. It takes 10 positive deeds to override one negative deed. It takes 10 positive thoughts to override one negative thought. In the days to come, I'm going to talk a lot about two movies that I want you to kind of get ready for or to basically watch if you get an opportunity. One is a cartoon, if you want to call it that, and it's I'm going to be talking about this a lot as we go forward because it basically encapsulizes or has in it a lot of the information that I've been discussing. And the next series, we're talking about the spirit realm, how to operate in it, how to understand it. Spirit realm is all about. When people say, when people are very spiritual, what does that mean? When you meet somebody that's a very spiritual person, how do you know that they are of the same spirit that you're of? And so we want to start addressing and laying the foundation for the next series, which again is inside of the movie Kung Fu Panda 2. Now, Kung Fu Panda, it was playing while I was on vacation in a loop. Like, basically nonstop. So I probably watched it about 10 times, again, while on vacation. In this movie, or in this cartoon, which we're going to be talking about at length, it really lays out, interestingly, surprisingly, shockingly to me, inside of the movie Kung Fu Panda. So if you have an opportunity, if you want to get ahead of the game, if you will, for the next series to kind of know where I'm coming from, just watch Kung Fu Panda 2. Also, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, the next series, I'm going to be talking about celestial beings or ether or etheric beings. I'm talking about the canvas that allows the paint or the spirit to address. So the spirit lives in a particular ether. Both of these movies surprisingly, remarkably, strangely played on this movie channel while on vacation in a loop every night. They just repeated it. It would go off and come right back on. It would go off and it would come right back on. So I spent the last 7 days, you know, at night while my family was asleep. A lot of times I was up watching. I didn't have access to the internet or computer or any of these other things because, number one, I promised my wife I wasn't going to do a lot or none of that stuff while on vacation. But I wanted to devote all my time to the family, and which I did. But while they were asleep, hey, that was my time. And so I watched these movies, Kung Fu Panda 2, and I watched the movie Guardians of the Galaxy 2, both of which Kung Fu Panda lays out weirdly, eerily, remarkably. It's really, really, it's like made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up because of the depth of knowledge that's encapsulated or encompassed inside of this cartoon called Kung Fu Panda, Kung Fu Panda 2. And then Guardians of the Galaxy is a movie that talks about, again, the guy's father, who is this celestial being. And he comes and he talks about the combination of a celestial being and a terrestrial being, which the guy, the main character inside the movie is. And so we're going to be breaking that down this week. And it's so important because that's everything that I've been doing in 2017 is encapsulated or encapsulated or contained, or it is within those two movies. And those two movies, again, while on vacation, I watched both of those movies at least 5 to 10 times each one, because I watched them over and over every night for 7 days. And number one, it was really eerie how the universe orchestrated it, if you will, that I would be on vacation, you know, traveling around and basically, you know, went to three different spots or locations. And at each spot, at each location, I had the opportunity to go out and visit the local culture, but then also come back and during the night, you know, while the family was asleep, I was able to get some work done, spiritual work done for me, which was, again, extrapolating some nuggets from watching something that most people would think doesn't contain nuggets, which is where I get all my nuggets from. And it's very, very interesting. I mean, it is remarkable because, again, didn't work. Didn't really have internet access, especially when I was in Jamaica, when I was in Cozumel, some of these other places, didn't have access to the internet. At least not, again, because it wasn't because of cost, but because of a promise that I made to my family to spend time with family instead of, you know, doing work. And even while not working, I was working. That's how God works. See, that's the point of today's message. If your life is structured in a way that you are not working while working, that's the way you should structure it. You should be on vacation while you're not on vacation. You should be getting paid while not working. You should be working while not working. You should be not working while working. You should be on vacation while at work. You should be at work while on vacation. You should be in the spirit. Again, while in the body, you should be in the body while in the spirit. You see, the universe is a dichotomy. It is, again, it is having two opposites that are one. It's really, really eerie how the universe oscillates and vibrates. And it's my job to assist you with oscillating and vibrating on that high note, that high frequency, that high wave, that high vibrational energy that allows you to pop in and pop out of this spirit realm, what they call spooky science. This is the physics of quantum physics, how neutrons and electrons and protons pop in and out, how quarks and neutrinos that are not visible to the human eye, yet they are visible to the spirit realm. And so my goal is to assist you with getting to that place, getting to the place where in 2017 you finish and you go into 2018 on a spiritual high that, again, is able to be maintained while in a state of a spiritual low. What does that mean, Brother Will? Well, as I'm going to be sharing during, for example, or again, if you want to know everything that I'm going to be sharing within the next two series and for the rest of this year, Just watch the movie Kung Fu Panda 2. Also watch the movie Guardian of the Galaxy Part 2. Both Guardian of the Galaxy Part 2 talks about, again, a celestial being who has sex with a terrestrial being, and they create a celestial terrestrial son who is the guardian of the galaxy. Yeah, that's pretty much what you and me are. Now, man, in this movie, everything that I talk about and I'm going to be sharing that I haven't shared with the general public is inside that movie. Kung Fu Panda 2, wow. They had emerald green entities that are controlled behind the scene by a spiritual entity, a entity that was banished to the spirit realm, but yet he's able to maintain control in the physical realm. Yeah, pretty much everything I'm going to be sharing during the next series, how to control the spirit realm. So I'm going to teach you how the spirit realm works and how you as a physical being can exist and understand and see what's going to happen in the physical realm before it happens. So nothing happens in the physical realm that doesn't first take place in the spiritual realm. So as a spiritual being, you have access to that. But most of us don't. Things happen in our life that shock us, that surprise us. So if you're still living a life where the events in your life are a surprise to you, it's because you're not connected to the spiritual part of you. So your job, my job, is to assist you to vibrate or to accelerate the spiritual progression so that way you have the ability to manifest higher levels of discernment so that way you can create basically energetic morbs or orbs or what they call thought form beings in this world. Now, this is a bunch of metaphysical mumbo jumbo that simply means you control the physical with the spiritual. In other words, you can start something and you can shut it down with your vibe. Now, I do this all day, every day. This is what I'm going to be sharing with you. Many of us, again, don't understand because of our low vibratory rate that comes from, again, the genetic modification that has taken place unknowingly through highly processed foods, specifically meat, genetically modified fruit and vegetables, pesticide-laden fruits and vegetables, eating food that is non-electric, that has no nutritional value, drinking polluted water, fluorinated water, carbonated drinks, excessive exposure to negative, you know, music, negative sounds, negative frequencies, negative waves, negative vibrations, negative people, always hanging out in an environment where there is no sun, where there is no fresh air, you don't get no exposure to the sunlight, and you get no movement. You live in a concrete jungle or a concrete city because you live in an apartment that's on a slab. You walk on concrete. Your feet never touch the soil because you live in an environment that doesn't allow you to take your shoes off and walk where your bare feet hit ground. And you can recenter yourself. That doesn't happen. Since all of these things doesn't happen, that produces what is called a negative energy entity attachment. Since we are unable to understand what causes us to vibrate on a lower level, especially if you listen to my shows for more than 30 days and you're still vibrating on a low level, then that means everything that I've just described is what you're doing right now. Now, if you think really, really, really hard, you will know that the 10 things I just list, all 10 of them are happening in your life as I speak, guaranteed. So therefore, regardless of your spiritual acumen, regardless of your ability to bring in positive spiritual high frequency thoughts, words, and actions that carry this high vibrational frequency, it's going to be mitigated. Because remember, it takes 10 vibrational thoughts to override one negative thought. So you got to do ten high frequency things to override one low frequency thing. Now, I just list 10 low frequency things that you are doing. which require you to do 100 high-frequency things to override the 10 low-frequency things. Now, since many and all of us, in fact, we are people that live in a constant undercurrent of stress and dissatisfaction. We're all starved of spiritual high-frequency food. Since we don't have access to this spiritual high-frequency food, we are constantly being bombarded by this low negative frequencies. Now, these low negative frequencies, again, as I'm going to be sharing in the next series, but again, I'm just laying the foundation today, tomorrow, and for the next few days for the upcoming series on how to understand why you're not more spiritually successful. All of this, again, you're not crazy. You're not, you know, stupid. You're not doing something wrong. There isn't something that you need to do. You don't need to go nowhere. You don't need to change your diet. There isn't this, that, all of these things that the enemy is telling you that you need to do. None of those things are what you need to do. Now, again, we'll be breaking all of this down inside the next two series. The next one, spirit realm. The last one is the etheric realm. Both of these are explained inside the movie. The movies, the first movie, which explains the spirit realm, which is next, is called Kung Fu Panda 2. Now, again, it's a cartoon, right? It seems like it has nothing to do with any significance. Every deep, esoteric piece of knowledge that I've gained was from either anime or cartoons. Pretty much everything. I told you guys Full Metal Alchemist. Which is an anime cartoon that was introduced at the time when my son was 12. And my son kept telling me, Dad, you need to watch this. Dad, you need to watch this. All the stuff you talk about is inside of this Full Metal Alchemy, which has the law of equivalent exchange that you talk about. My son was 12. He told me about this for a year before I finally listened to him and said, okay, dude, what is this crap you're talking about? I don't watch cartoons. I sit down and I watch Full Metal Alchemy. I ain't been the same since. If you never watched the series, you need to get it. You need to go watch it. It's long. The whole series, probably can't make it through it. Maybe if you could just watch a couple of it. Billions, I tell you guys, used to come on Showtime or HBO, one of them. It was a series. It has a guy by the name of Axel. He's a billionaire. The series, the movie, kind of like the series, you know, Power. Another good one, again, Thrones or Game of Thrones. Now, most people, again, because all of these series are long series, but if you can watch them, and they'll change your life. Game of Thrones, oh man, deep shiznits in that movie, in that series. Deep, you know, again, Empire got a few nuggets here and there. It's more designed to get you to accept a dysfunctional black family and get you to think that this homosexual agenda, that the feminization of the black man and the promotion of the phallic black female, where the black woman run the house instead of the black man, that's primarily what Empire is about. And not really a big fan. Power, man, I got some deep esoteric street knowledge, not too much spiritual stuff, but again, you need to understand it so that way when you're exposed to it, you know how to address it. Again, you have to understand the enemy wants you to be ignorant to his devices. Because, again, if you are ignorant to his devices, somebody walks up to you and you're hood and you're green and you're Caucasian and you've never been exposed to a hood African-American, you don't even know when you're being disrespected. Vice versa. If you are a very green, African-American, and you are being, again, punked by, again, somebody that's from the Aryan Brotherhood or from the Brotherhood of the Snake or from the KKK, you don't even know you being disrespected. That entity that's inside of a dirt suit, you must know how to address it spiritually, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're mighty through a higher vibration. A spiritual high frequency is how you address low vibration. So again, the 10 things that are keeping you trapped in this low vibratory rate that you have to override with, again, a very, very high mental disposition or discernment. Number one, the reason that you are really, really, really suffering is because we are all processed people. The enemy doesn't possess anyone anymore. He processes you. Since we are all a process, everything you go through is a process, starting with your food. We all eat processed food. That's what fast food is. We all eat processed meat. We all eat packaged meat. We all eat genetically modified organisms. Every day that's very, very difficult. It's very difficult to find something that is not a GMO food. We all eat non-organic stuff. We all eat stuff that's sprayed with different pesticides. We don't even know it. We all are exposed, again, to foods that are fake. Real bananas have seeds in them. I've never seen a banana in the U.S. with seeds. Most of the stuff that we have in the U.S. doesn't have seeds. So all of our food is non-electric. We are electrical beings. We need to eat electric food. If the sun doesn't hit the food and it put its energy into the food, you cannot extrapolate the energy from the sun from the food. So if you're not eating something that is a plant-based, sun-based diet, it is a low nutritional diet. We're drinking polluted water. Number four, again, all of the water in the pretty much everywhere, if you don't put key lime, lemon, something in your water, let it sit out in the sun. If you don't energize your water, if you don't speak to the water, if you don't pray over your water, you're drinking polluted water. Again, negative low vibrational music, negative low vibrational videos, TV shows, all entertainment, even football, what's on right now, is very low vibrationally. It's not a high, it's not a game of love. It's hard to find those types of shows on the media. And so this low vibratory entertainment, biggest one, lack of education, lack of exercise, lack of movement. Number seven, we talked about, again, the water. What was next? The air. Woo, that's a big one. Wow. You got chemtrails in the air. Very difficult to bring air, breathing air that doesn't have any medical, any metal shavings in it. Nine, lack of sunlight. Most of us get no sun or very little sun, if any. So very, 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 very difficult. And then the number 10, the smoking gun, which we all know is fear. Our emotions, what thoughts come into our brain or into our minds. We'll put it that way. So all of this anger, fear, doubt, unbelief, all of this stuff brings about a vibratory rate or frequency that is very, 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 very low. So, man, if we don't really understand that, we are in deep, deep, deep trouble. And it's very important, my brothers and my sisters, for us to wrap our brains around what is the cause of our vibratory rate that is not at the level that it should be after repeated exposure to the truth. After repeated exposure, there's no change. That means that negative habit pattern is being fed. Now, we need to stop feeding the negative habit pattern and start feeding the life-sustaining pattern, which is what vacation or recreation, which is recreation. If you want to recreate something, very, very, very important. Now, as you know, I'm out of the self-improvement game, and I'm into the self-management game. The canvas, the thought that something needs to be improved is Luciferian. Now, I need you to be very, very cognitive of what I just said. How to finish 2017 on a spiritual high note? How? How to stop oscillating or vibrating? How to do stuff like, man, I can't even put it into words. I'll be sharing more this week. Like the last 7 days has been like, I mean, there's no English words to wrap it around. So, like I said, watch the movie Kung Fu Panda 2, Guardian of the Galaxy 2. Both of those movies, it'll explain. I watched both of those movies at least 7 to 8, 10 times over the last 7 days. And it, those two movies, along with what transpired on August the 4th and after that, I've been talking about since August the 4th. And I need to get you to understand that the landscape. Now, before I taught it, I was talking about the paint that I was using, for example, from an artist perspective, as that example. Let's say if I was a mechanic. Now, how great of a mechanic would I be if I had one screwdriver and some pliers? Now, if I'm a mechanic, I could do a pretty good job with a screwdriver and a set of pliers. But if I had, you know, an air compressor and I had all power tools and I had every tool that was ever created made available to me as a mechanic, I could do a whole lot better job than I could if I was a mechanic and I had all my tools. But let's say I'm a mechanic, but I'm a trained physician. But I'm operating on an automobile, but I was trained to operate on people. Now, I could get the job done. I could probably figure it out, even though whether I have world-class tools or not. But if I am a trained medical doctor and not a trained auto mechanic, if I can put myself in the right position, the right canvas. So what I've been doing and what many of you have been doing is we have been painting with, number one, we've been painting with two colors on a paper canvas. And we've been using oil-based colors. Now, if you're an artist, you know that oil base is heavy and it soaks into the paper, tears the paper. So as an artist, I need a canvas that's basically cloth to paint. And I need preferably the seven primary colors or at least the three, what is the green, red, yellow, or whatever the three, four primary colors are, so I can mix them together to get my other colors. But if I only got two and I don't have all three or four, then I can paint. But the picture that I'm painting is limited because my colors is limited. But I can't even paint unless I have the right canvas. So what we've been doing as spiritual people is our canvas is wrong. The canvas is one of self-improvement. Now, even in Christianity, the faith movement, the New Age movement, a lot of our Holy Ghost, apostolic, a lot of the sanctified church, our canvas that we're using, in other words, the air that we're breathing, the ether that we live in. Now, if you want proof, the earth is inside of lumiferous ether. So the ether, brother, the ether, sister, that the earth is in is wrong. So before we change the earth, we got to change the ether, which is what the next two series is about. Man, we've been doing series on blood. That's great. That's awesome shizness. That is, you can change your blood all you want. We talked about carbon and melanin. Oh, man, off the hizzle-fo-shizzle. Change your carbon, brother. Change your melanin. Get deep in blood. Become a blood brother with whoever you want to. Focus on your carbon. All of that, man, that's all of those. Everything that we've been discussing over the past, let me grab my, everything that we've been discussing over the past, what has it been? Months? A couple of months? It's great. But my brothers and my sisters, if you are painting and you got the wrong canvas, that doesn't matter how great the painting is. If you're painting on the traditional paper, it's going to tear. It can't support the weight of a oil-based acrylic paint. Now, if you're using watercolors, that's great. It'll hold up to it. But we're not using watercolors. In other words, the Earth is inside of Lumiferous ether. If you don't believe me, just go to Google and type it in. Look at the Earth's atmosphere. The Earth sits inside of what? Can you change the atmosphere? No, not you personally. But what you can do, brothers and sisters, is those 10 things that I just talked about that limits your vibratory rate and your frequency, you can change those. So you got to change and you got to do what you can do in your space and in your sphere. So that's where you start. You start with, you don't just throw your hands up and say, oh, start with your space and start your canvas, your space, and you work on your canvas. Why? That's where you started. That's because that's where you're at. And so you focus on those ten things and you bloom where you plant it. You don't try to go out and save the world because that's the flaw. The flaw is thinking that it is your job to improve something that is perfect. Now, it is imperfectly perfect. Let me make sure you are perfectly imperfect, or you are perfectly so. To raise your spiritual level, you simply understand that the Creator doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes. Even if the Creator, now I'm talking the big G. So if the big G allows the little G, all of this inside of my book, The Cosmic Grotto, that explains all this, because it's how the little G asks for assistance. From, again, I'm just using these terms, but I don't want to get caught up in the names because people get caught up in names. So the big G allowed the little G to basically experiment, create, paint, whatever word that you want to use. And so now we have this environment. And so to state that the environment is flawed without the big awareness of its flaw, or the fact that the big G wants to use the flaw, that has been the mistake that I and many people make. So the goal is for you to see the perfection inside of imperfection. So you are perfectly flawed for your purpose. So if you try to remove your flaw the way Paul did, God's going to tell you the same thing he told Paul when Paul asked three times for him to remove again that spear that was in his side. And what did God tell him? He said, told him that my grace is sufficient for you. So God is telling you the same thing. And I'm telling you the same thing. That regardless of your flaw, regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of where you're at, you don't need to get rid of, you don't need to change, you don't need to improve upon. See, many of us are beating ourselves up, and many of us are beating other people up. Many of us are carrying ourselves like we're better than other people. Many of us are looking down on other people. And so if you see somebody and they're not your skin color, and you think that your skin color is superior to somebody else's skin color, that's how you know you're part of the Luciferian agenda. Because that means that you are under the interpretation that you are better than somebody else, when that's totally opposite of what God has said. Okay. Oh, really? And so that's totally, totally, totally opposite of what the Bible says. Now, let me be crystal clear, because this is how the enemy got me. This is why I recommend that you watch the movies that I've watched, at least, again, both of these over the last 7 days while on vacation. And I recommend both of these, especially for people that are seriously want to get ahead of the game and say, when I start the next series, I'm going to break down the movie Kung Fu Panda 2. Cartoon, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. Up there with, oh, man, with, you know, Gladiator, and up there with, what's that, the Matrix. Kung Fu, yeah, cartoon. Kung Fu Panda 2. Great. Oh, man. Mind-blowing stuff. Guardian of the Galaxy. Man. The dude's father is a celestial. He's an energy being in a dirt suit. He's a quote-unquote, he says it. He says it in the movie, exactly what I've been saying for 25 years. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. What are they saying? They're saying, I brought into a lie. Now, in my defense, I was raised in extreme poverty. Coming from extreme poverty, I sold my soul probably when I was 8. by making the statement that I'm willing to do anything to get money. When you make that statement with emotion, the devil shows up and says, really, I got you, boo-boo. And that's basically what happened since the age of 8 up until August the 4th. Now, I've had different levels of understanding, and I will continue. This ain't the last level. As long as I'm breathing, I'm going to be learning. So will you. At this level, I need you to understand something very, very important. If you have a thought in your head that says that you need to improve something in your life, that's demonic. Now, let me say that again, because, again, this is contrary to a lot of stuff that I've been teaching. As I, when you know better, you do better. Until then, you keep bumping your head up against that brick wall. But trust me, well, don't trust me. You just keep bumping your head up against that brick wall. After you hit that brick wall a couple of thousand times like I have, don't trust me. Keep hitting that wall. Your ass going to wake up. It may take you some time. I'm knocking on 60, and I'm just not waking up. I need you to understand what I'm telling you. I'm talking about operating on a spiritual high note. I'm not talking about, as you will see in the movie, I'm not talking about this nickel and dime, mammy-pammy existence that everybody has. Most people on earth are fake. 99.9% of the people that you encounter are fake. They're not going to tell you what I'm telling you. I just came back from on a vacation. I've done stuff that I've never done in my life. Know what I rediscovered on this vacation? How to have fun. I've been so master teacher-ish, I honestly forgot. I can't remember when the last time I had fun. I've been too serious, man. I'm too serious. All I've been doing is working like a Hebrew slave because I wanted to improve. I was driven. I wasn't led. And I teach this stuff. So if they, whoever the hell they are, can con me, and I teach this every day, what the hell do you think they're going to do to you? My job is to come on this show and to be transparent, to be honest with you, man, and tell you I've been getting my ass whooped. And I'm over here thinking that I'm winning. But I'm losing. And the reason that I'm losing is because the mindset, the canvas, the ether, I'm trying to change the earth instead of trying to change the ether that the earth is in. It's like trying to, you got a baby, a newborn baby, and you're bathing it in dirty water. But instead of changing the water, you change the baby. And you put the baby back in the dirty water to clean. How are you going to clean the baby with dirty water? So the air, the ether, it's the canvas. It's not us. There is something that makes us dirty. But we're trying to change us. I'm trying to change you. You are not the problem. There is something outside of you that has an impact on you. You can't see it, but it can see you. It's the spirit realm. And if you don't understand the spirit realm that's controlling the physical realm, you in deep kimchi, bruh. And the inside of the movie Kung Fu Panda is mind-blowing. I couldn't stop, man. I couldn't stop. I just had to, had to go through the day, went out, have a great time with my family during the day, wait till everybody go to sleep, and then I got up and I was watching TV all night. And I just watched this movie over and over and over, and I just was kicking myself because I was like, damn, I can't believe it took me so long to see it. Even though I was seeing it, I couldn't see it. And then after I watched the movie Kung Fu Panda, then the movie Guardians of the Galaxy kept coming on. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And then I watched the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I did a lot of movie watching that night while the family was sleeping, writing and taking notes for the next couple of series and for the next of the rest of this year. Why? Because our thinking is flawed. So we have to think differently. So where do we start? First of all, we start by our breathing, just being aware of it. I'm not going to teach all this meditation, hold your breath, blah, 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 bullshit. All I'm simply saying is, again, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the spirit is in the breath. So you have to notice your breath. So anything that takes your breath One of the biggest things, again, that manipulates the breath is your physical conditioning or lack thereof. And so while on vacation, basically, you know, man, everybody, you know, drinks, overeats and all of this stuff. And when you notice it, you notice that, okay, you could used to walk up a flight of stairs fairly easily. Now, when you walk up a flight of stairs, your breath gets shorter and it's more laborsome. So anything that causes you or that limits your breath, again, you have to really examine it, your breath. So you want to notice and you want to keep track of the things that allows you to limit your breath. Your resting heart rate. If your resting heart rate is more than one beat a minute, I mean, on average, it's between 65 and 70. You know, there's 60 seconds in a minute. Mine is always between 60 and 65. So the more weight you put on, the harder your heart must work and your lungs must work while at rest. Everything that I'm talking about is your resting place. This is your natural state, which is my goal, is to get you to a natural state where you are organic or original. So that way you are oscillating or vibrating on a high level while you sleep. Naturally, you don't need no gimmicks. You don't need no machines. You don't need no gurus. You don't need to go. You don't need to hang out in no particular tropical paradise. All you got to do is oscillate or vibrate on a specific level. That is your individual spiritual fingerprint. And we're going to be discussing that for the rest of this year. So the rest of this year, what we're going to be discussing is what I've learned and what I am learning about what happens when you maintain a mindset that says something is wrong with me and something is wrong with the world and something is wrong with everybody else. God knows that. He designed it. He allowed it to be designed in a flawed manner so that the flaw fits purpose. So the universe is purposely flawed to fulfill God's original design. And without the understanding of that, you take on God's mantle, if you will, and you put yourself in God's place, and you are unknowingly saying the same thing that Lucifer says. I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit on the sides of the north. I, and you start putting yourself, Brother Will, where God's, the big G, supposed to be. When you look at creation, another creature, and you say that that guy's too black, too white, too short, too tall, too this, too that, he's whack. When you make the statement, you are implying, even if that person, quote unquote, is flawed according to somebody's definition of what normal is. Whoever came up with the definition of normal? What is normal? Like, who says that the medium, that the average IQ is whatever it is? Who says that the average height, and if you're not that height, you're short? Or if you're above height, you're tall. Who defined the definitions and the terms that we're using today? Who made up this universe that we live in? Who is the architect? Is it the big G or the little G? And if it is the little G, which it is, why did the big G allow the little G to create such a flawed vessel, environment? Earth, universe. Couldn't the big G stop this anytime? Well, I explain all this inside of the book Cosmic Grotto, why the big G allowed, against Samael, the blind god, seven eons or seven sevens. And then on the 7 times 7 is 49. And on the 50th, on the Smita, on the Jubilee, how the Big G is going to establish the original design. Now, we can debate up on the time, when that is. That's a whole other study for another time. Your job is to simply get out of the self-improvement and get back into stewardship. Everything about God is about steward. Are you a good steward? Are you a good steward? So this is about life stewardship. We call it, I call it management. So I don't care what you got, brother, how much or how little. It's not about getting a lot or losing a lot. It's about managing. As the story of the parable talks about, when God comes back and he rewards the person who was a good manager. So my purpose moving forward is not to no longer teach self-improvement. Not even the word optimization, even though it's a better word, the best word is management. Because management allows us to manage, which is the definition of the word cleronomics. Because cleronomics is the household management of the soul. So we're not trying to improve. We're not trying to optimize. We're trying to manage. It is this management that allows you to oscillate or vibrate, because then you're not trying to get. Now, when you're trying to improve something, when you're trying to leave something, that implies that you are, that you see something. Now, if I'm in point A and I want to go to point B, what is the reason that I'm leaving point A to go to point B? So that should be a good biblical or spiritual. Biblical, spiritual to me are the same. For some people, they're not. That should be a good spiritual. Now, spiritual for some people is a bad word. Okay, scientific. Some people, scientific. Okay, universal. For some people, universal is bad. Okay, biological. Whatever word. Let's not get caught up in the semantics. So whatever word that you want to use, if you're not a biblical person, spiritual. You're not a spiritual person, biological. You're not a biological person, universal. You're not a universal, you know, ether or esoteric. Whatever word. But again, remember, people will try to trip you up because the God of this world is a linguistical God. He wants you to fight over the meanings and the terms. Let's not do that anymore. Now, I'm one of the best. I'm an etymologist. I want to gravitate on. I want to graduate. And I want to get out of etymology. It's been great. 20 years I've been doing it. 25 years as an etymologist. Awesome. Off the hizzle for shizzle. Mwah. Love you, bruh. But let us move on. Let's move on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified. So it is time for me to move on from etymology. Why? That's the linguistical God's dream. He wants us to sit here and cross hairs over the definitions of words that changes every freaking 10 years. You don't believe me? Go get a dictionary. I got one. Get Black's Law. Get an old dictionary. I keep old dictionaries. I used to collect them. Look at the definitions of the word, even, which is crazy. BlueLetterBible.org. I got the old original version from like 10 years ago. All of the Hebrew and Greek definitions of the words that we use during this show have changed from the words that I used 10, 15 years ago. The craziest thing since sliced bread. Why? The enemy is a linguistical God. That's why his name is Language. Language. So we got to go past it. We got to go into more of mental telepathy. Why? Linguistics don't go there. So we got to get into the spirit realm, and then from the spirit realm, we got to go another step into the etheric realm, and we got to deal with the luminescence ether. We got to replace that luminescent ether with the metaphysical or the messianic ether, which means the Most High's ether, which we're going to be discussing during the next two series. So I want everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice to prepare the soil. Get yourself ready. The next two series are going to be mind-blowing series. Man, y'all thought we brought the house down with the first 5 series that we just, you know, that we've been doing. Then the show that I did on intonation, putting the tone in your voice. Please listen to that again. I posted part one on Facebook earlier today, as soon as I got back. Now, I just got back about an hour ago. I haven't even unpacked. What am I doing? A show. Man, I couldn't wait to get back. Now, vacation was great. Don't get me wrong. I had a great time off the hissle for shizzle. But the whole time I was there, what was I doing? Learning. So I can share with you the language of life. I want you to become a master of life. I want you to understand light. I want you to know that light has two properties, brothers and sisters, wave and particle. You need to master both. Inside of the movie, again, Guardian of the Galaxies, it breaks down these two properties and how to master them. And if you don't master these two properties, my brothers and my sisters, you will be in deep kimchi. Because a photon is a P-H-O-T, on. Faux, on. We need to turn on your faux or your false. Now, in order to do that, there is a vibrational key. And the vibrational key that we all must grasp is that we have to stop wrestling with language. First of all, we've got to stop wrestling with all of the stuff that I was teaching, because it's great to understand it. So when you come up against it, when somebody comes to you and they talk in flesh and blood, the series I did on blood, you need to understand it. That's why I did the series. Somebody going to come up to you, hey, brother, you black, man. You should be for the black people only. You need to be to break it down for them. Somebody going to say, hey, dog, you know, you need to be for only people that got your blood type. We're all of us old negative blood people, we need to get there. That's a whole. Have y'all been to the old blood thing on Facebook? They won't even let you in unless you're old blood. They like crazy about old negative blood. They will hunt you down if you are not old negative blood. They don't like people. Trust me. As y'all know, well, maybe you may not know, but it's been 4 or 5 years ago. I had this whole fallout because of I was a part of that group sharing, and they just stopped because of my depth of knowledge about old negative, that I was old negative. I never said I was old negative. In fact, I make it known. Everybody knows. I ain't no saying. Hey, I'm A positive. Never said nowhere you will find in print or speech where me said, oh, that I'm O negative. Man, they lost their minds when they found out I wasn't O negative. So that's their God. Now you can live on that level, or you can go to the next level and deal with melanin, and you could be a water being, or you can be carbon. You could be an earth being. You can fight over that. White people against black people. You can do the whole race thing, brother. Knock yourself out. Assalamu alaikum. Or you can go to the next level. You become a light being. And you can deal with the different phases of light. And you can become and fracture your light. You can bend your light. You can bend light. You become a light bender. And you can understand how to bend light. And you can go into that. And you can become either electric or magnetic. Again, that's duality. But we're going to a place of singularity. But you can stop along either one of the ways. We're going from glory to glory to glory. But you can stop and you can stay there. Some people get to a certain level of knowledge and understanding and then they stop. Well, I'm going all the way back to source. Everybody don't want to go back to source. That's okay. Do we treat them any different? Absolutely not. We talk to them where they're at. But then we stay where we're at. So in order for you to vibrate on a high frequency, brothers and sisters, you need to be on this next class. Again, starts on Monday. Costs like all the other classes, $49. Hope that, again, everybody needs to be on this on this one. This is huge. Because you have to understand how to operate in the spirit realm. Because what you are doing is you're violating spiritual law unknowingly. How have I violated spiritual law all my life up until August the 4th? This is September the 17th. So this is like within, man, I just came into this knowledge within the last 40 days. And then it was confirmed. God always confirmed it with 2 or 3 witnesses. And so I watched this movie, Kung Fu Panda 2 and Guardian of the Galaxy 2. And I watched the Pirates of the Caribbean, this last one. All of the movies are saying the exact same thing that God has confirmed with me, that I'm confirming with you. Stop trying to improve yourself. That's a trick. Stop using linguistics. Stop using words and start using mental telepathy. Now, you should be saying, okay, brother, well, that sounds great, dog, but what do you mean using mental telepathy? Well, the whole purpose of what I do is to expose you to the secrets of the universe. One of the secrets of the universe is the creative application of what some people call, or what most people understand, sound, frequencies, waves, and vibration. It is my job to get you to understand that God doesn't, the universe doesn't have the traditional terrestrial voice box. So the universe uses what you and I call quarks and quinoles, quantum physics, or subatomic particles. It is your job to understand how to control, not manipulate, how to manage them. And the way that we manage them is we change the frequency of our vibrations with unconditional love. Faith, hope, love. The greatest of these three is love. If, again, you can't win it unless love is in it, your intensity, again, leverages the coverage. You can change the universe by understanding what love is. Now, let me close with this. There is faith. There is, well, not even faith. There is trust. And when we talk about trust, trust is something that is really important. Because when you say you trust somebody, that means that you know somebody. Now, trust means that I know you so well that I understand if I loan you $5, you ain't going to pay me back, even though you tell me you are. But I know, trust means that I know you so well that I know what you are going to do, even if you don't. Now, as I talked about, this is the physics of empathy, or what they call phase conjugation. Now, the mathematical formula of eternal life is this, which I will be explaining. This is the spirit realm and how it works. So I'm going to be spending the next, and during the series, I'm going to explain to you the physics, the math behind it, the biology behind it. I'm going to go to heartmath.com. I'm going to use these movies. I'm going to use everything within my power. I'm going to use the word of God. I'm going to use the biology of man. I'm going to use the ancient esoteric text. I'm going to use movies. I'm going to use things. I'm going to use everything within my power to give you the physics to show you proof that the only thing that outlives you when you die, what are you without your five senses? Think for a moment, brothers. Think for a moment, sisters. If I take your five senses from you right now, what continues on? Without your ability to see, hear, touch, taste, without those, what lives on into eternity? That spirit. And so you need to live there now. Don't wait till you die. You got to master the spirit. You are on earth to master. Inside of this movie, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. The movie Guardian of the Galaxy, the dude was teaching him how to master the spirit realm while in the physical realm, which is the exact same thing that I'm getting ready to teach. The craziest thing since sliced bread. Your job is, you're here because this is the spiritual training ground. So if you don't get trained right, when you die, you will be a spiritual baby. And you will go in the spirit realm and you get your ass whooped over there the same way you've been getting your ass whooped over here. So you must master the spirit realm while you're in the physical realm, the understanding of it. So when we was in the womb, we were supposed to master this realm before we got here, but we didn't. Otherwise, everybody listening to the sound of my voice, you would be immensely wealthy. You'll be immensely healthy, you'll be immensely wise, and you will be in a toe-curling relationship with yourself and with other people. Now, you already are those things, but you can't see them. because you didn't develop your physical attributes while you was inside of the womb. Because, again, the physical womb is the terrestrial tomb. So while you were spiritually dead inside of the mother's womb, you're supposed to learn this. Something happened that you didn't learn. Well, let me speak for myself. I didn't learn it. So since I didn't learn it, I'm physically flawed. At least that's what I was taught. Now I know I'm not physically flawed. The canvas is flawed, not the paint. So it's not you. You're the paint. It's the canvas that you've been painting on. In other words, brother, you are perfectly flawed. Perfectly. You're flawed on purpose. Your flaw is your purpose. Let me say that again. Because everybody is trying to get rid of their flaws. Everybody is hiding from their flaws. Everybody is running from their flaws. You are flawed on purpose. You are flawed for purpose. You are flawed in purpose. So if you try to remove your flaw, you remove your purpose. That's the trick. The trick on earth is for you to implode. That means to fall in love with yourself. Do you know love collapses upon itself? Your job is to simply trust yourself. Once you trust yourself, then that allows you to actually believe or know yourself. Now remember, trust is the result of knowing strengths and weaknesses. So you do not feel inferior when you fail. Because why? It is expected. Right now, stuff happens in your life that like, oh, wow, why did that happen? Man, I'm a failure. I can't believe I did that again, man. I'm sorry. I hate myself, man. I can't believe I did that again. And you beating yourself up for nothing. Why? Somebody told you that there was something wrong with you being you. I could have been, if I told you that, I apologize. I ain't nothing wrong with you. You just need to know you. You need to know, you don't like me. I don't put myself in certain environments. Why? I know me. I know if I put myself in an environment, I might slap somebody upside the head. So to keep from slapping somebody upside the head, I don't put myself in that environment. That means I trust myself. Trust means you know. Know means you grow. The only way that you can grow is if you know. The only way that you can know is if you trust. You got to trust yourself. Once you trust yourself, you can trust other people. I was, you know, talking to my wife. My wife told me to ask me that question. You violated my trust. How can I trust you again? I gave you this, I gave you that, and now I'm supposed to trust you. So I'm going to tell you the same thing I told my wife. If you know me, you can trust me. See, people think they know you, but they don't, because they ain't taking the time to get to know you. See, people take the time to get to know stuff. You know how much time I spent and spend on Dear Kinnear reports and doing these teachings? You ever wonder why I spend so much time studying and reaching while on vacation, while my family sleep? I up watching Kung Fu Panda 2 10 times. Why, brother? Why? Because I trust that the universe is guiding me. And there's something in this movie that I need to learn. And that was. So now I know myself better. And I know the universe better. And because I know the universe, I'm growing. And so the reason that I don't care what, and this may sound bad, but it's the truth. The reason that I don't care what my wife does physically, or anybody else for that matter, is because I know my wife. I know my wife. What do I know? My wife overextends because, like me, she really wants to help. But the thing that caused what I learned, that's why this vacation was so great, because I got time to talk to my wife, to explain to my wife the things that I do with my behavior hurts her. But her behavior that she does to get, quote unquote, back at me, I don't respond. So to her, I'm not an emotional dude. I'm not connected. Why don't I respond emotionally to the things that are done that are designed to hurt me. They don't hurt because I know her. I know what she's trying to do, so I don't fall for it. So if I see my wife flirting with another guy, I don't get angry because I know the intention behind the flirting, which is to get my attention. So for me, my job is to give her attention so that way she don't have to do the flirting to get my attention, which is what I did, which is stop the flirting. That's your job. Your job, brother, your job, sister, is to know. So I'm going to ask you, what do you know? What do you know? What do you know so well that you know it's going to happen before it happens? What do you know? That's the spirit realm. Are you a knower or a believer? You still walk around talking about you believe in something? Man, you better know something. What do you know, man? What do you know? So nothing surprises me because it's my job to know. So I went on vacation with a spirit of expectancy to do what? Number one, repair my marriage. Mission accomplished. Number two, to get closer to my creator. Mission accomplished. Number three, to revolutionize every client that I, every person that listens to the sound of my voice, to change their lives to, so that they can be more Christ-like, not will-like. And that's what I'm doing tonight. And that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of this week. How am I going to do that? I'm going to take what the Father has done in my life and share it with you. I'm going to take everything that the enemy meant for evil, and I'm going to turn around and I'm going to use it for good. So all things work together for my good, brother. So when I lose, I win. Do y'all understand that? Let me make sure. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because, see, I even have to break this down with my wife and everybody who's around me because they don't understand the jovialness. People don't understand, hold up, dog. Why are you smiling when you're supposed to be crying? Because something bad just happened to you. Because, see, I know that all, because I've been through this so many times, I already know that all things work together for my good. So I'm just waiting for the good. The bad come, okay, come on, bad. Come in, okay, have a seat in the back. Yeah, but dude, we're waiting for the emotional breakdown. Yeah, keep waiting, dog. It ain't happening. Why? I'm waiting. I'm still looking for the good. Bad things happen. So what? So somebody, you know, you lose your job, you know, we all going to die, man. So hey, if I die tomorrow, y'all don't want nobody crying. Don't be posting all we miss Brother Will on my Facebook page. Man, y'all fools better be happy. Not because I'm not here anymore. That's just death is a part of life. Because I transitioned to a greater place. Hey, I'm going on from glory to glory to glory. So I ain't gonna be sad. If I lose a job, guess what? That means God got a big one. If I lose a big paying client, that means I got a bigger paying client. Don't sweat. Man, I was over in Jamaica, you know, they say, hey, no worries, man. Yeah, man, no worries. It's all good, man. It's all good. That's my message to you, brothers. That's my message to you, sisters. Hey, yeah, man. No worries, man. No worries. Brothers and sisters, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, your canvas, not your paint. You the paint. You are the potter on the potter's wheel. You are the potter. You're the clay. I'm not trying to change the clay. I'm changing the potter's wheel. So I'm going to take you off of Lucifer's wheel, and I'm putting you on the big G's wheel. So the big G is going to make you into a beautiful canvas or into a beautiful vessel. So I'm not interested in trying to change clay. I'm interested in changing the freaking potter's wheel. And that's what I want you to do. Let's change our focus. From focusing on things and stuff and blood, chemistry, let's focus on spirit and ether as we move forward in this next month to come. Brothers and sisters, I'm excited, man, as you can tell. Got a lot more stuff to share for you, so please stay tuned for this week's messages. And again, we start the new series on Monday. again, cost is $49 all the way up until, I forgot what date I posted on Facebook, and then it jumps up to $99. So please take advantage of the early registration. Next year is going to be powerful, brothers. So we're going to learn how to see, we're going to learn how to operate, we're going to learn how to, again, do what they're doing in the movie Galaxies of the Guardian 2. So if you want to know what the next series is about, I'm sorry, Kung Fu Panda 2, then Galaxy of the Guardian of the Galaxies 2 is the last series that talks about Ether. We're going to, man, this is going to be great. I love you guys. I appreciate you. God bless you. Again, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.